think so.
Parshas Baalo Yischo, Beis Tfilo, Tovshin Einhei. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Leymar. Daber el Aroin v'amarta ilov, Baalo Yischo es haneirois, el mul pnei amenoiro. Yo'iru shivas haneirois. Rashi brings down that Aroin had chalishas hadas, he felt second class relative to the Nesim, he just seen the whole Chanukah Samishkon of the Nesim. Hashem says, I'm going to give you Hadlokas Haneirois. I saw a Chiddush by Rav Shimshon Pinkus in the Sefer Teferes Shimshon. We see that Neirois is a special mitzvah. Gemara says in Shabbos, Harogil b'ner, havin im bonim tamidei chachomim. Says Rashi, ner Shabbos and ner Chanukah. Special things can be achieved. Special results can be achieved through the neirois. So likewise, we can imitate the neirois of the Mikdash by the neirois of the Beis HaKnesses. People donate money to pay for the ner of the Beis HaKnesses. So he says the following interesting idea. Minhag Klal Yisrael is that when the wife lights the neiros, it's a time to give tzedakah and to daven. This is Minhag Klal Yisrael. The ladies, they have a special tefillah, they daven when they light the neiros Shabbos. The reason being, because every mitzvah opens a certain shahr in the shamayim. Every mitzvah has a koyach. Matzah has a koyach. Sukkah has a koyach. There's a certain koyach that the neiros Shabbos have that open the gates, a certain gate in shamayim, that have a zgula, have a koyach to be mashpia on the children, have a bonim tamidei chachomim. And therefore, if a safe is opened, it's normally locked and it's open for you, you have to take. Not enough just to open the safe. You have to stretch out your hand and take what's inside, the treasures. Likewise, you do the mitzvah opens up the gate. But you have to daven. By davening, you are taking from the shah that opens up. Therefore, he says, since it's brought down that the husband should also prepare the ner. Right, the husband should also, he should set up the neiros of his wife. He says, therefore, it's a chiddush of Rav Shimshon. Therefore, he should also be, that's the time he should also daven. Since that's his shtatfus in the mitzvah, this mitzvah has a koyach, havaribonim tamid hachachomim, and we see minhag Klal Yisrael is to daven when you do that mitzvah. So therefore, he says, when the husband prepares his neir, he should also make a tefillah ktara to daven. Interesting idea. He adds as well, we find another zgula in Neirois. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas B'Tetzaveh Simen Ches says, what merit did Shaul have to Malchus? Says the Medrash, because his forefathers would be madlik Neirois the Mavois Ha'afelim. In dark alleyways, he would light Nair. To give light to people. Says Rav Shimshon, we should also try and follow in, and take that zgula as well. It says when in the building, when the electrical bulb fluorescent goes, so by the time the Vat Bayit gets to take care of it, it takes time. So you could hop around, put in an error. He suggests that you should look for opportunities to get that nair as well, to give light to people. Because that's also in Chazal, it's also called a koyach of having a bonim tamid and chachomim, get good things from that result. We find later on in the parasha, Vayi Ha'om, Mis'oyanim Rabban Znei Hashem, in Perek Yud Aleph, they start to complain. What were they complaining about? Says Rashi, Omu Oilonu Kamo Lovatnu, we had such a difficult journey, Baderech, Hazeh Shloisha Yomim. For 3 days we've been traveling, Shloinachnu Mi'inui Haderech, haven't had time to rest. What happens? Says the Pasuk, Vativar bom eish Hashem vatoichal bekteya machane. Says the Torah, fire breaks out and burns in the kteha machane. What does kteha machane mean? Please tell me. What does kteha machane mean? Edge. Because we all speak modern Hebrew. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Tzeh HaMachane means HaKtzinim Sheba Machane, says Rashi. BeKtzinim Sheba Enro Bagdoidim. The special, but also maybe edge, but edge of Gdula. BeKtzinim Sheba Machane. That's where the fire breaks out. Who are these people? Who are these Ktzinim of the Machane? We're not told. Later on, in the Kivrei Satavo, where Moshe Rabbeinu says, I need help. I cannot rule these people by myself. I need to share the burden. So Hashem tells him, after Moshe says, Lo yuchal onoichi levadi lirois, loseis es kol ha'am hazeh, ki kovetu mimeni. Says Hashem, okay, asfili shivin ish mizikne yisot, asher data ki mizikne am l'shoitra. Go and gather for me some shoitrim, you know, from Mitzrayim, they would suffer for the people. They're the ones you should appoint to be the skenim, to help you out. Ask Rashi a question. What do you mean? V'askenim arishonim eichan yu? Why do you need to look for new skenim using the shaitrim? But where are the original skenim? Where are they? Says Rashi, elo be'esh tavera mesu. They're the ones who died in the Esha Tavera. What we learned before, that the fire broke out, B'Kzeh Machane, who was being consumed, who was killed? The Skenim, the Zikne Hador were being killed. And why? Why were they chosen to be killed? Says Rashi. This was an old Cheshbon. Because, V'ruim ayu mi-Sinai lekach. Says Rashi, ready from Sinai they deserve to die. Because, it says in Chumash Shmos, in Perek of Dalet, Vayechzu es Elokim, Vayoichlu Vayishtu. They were sitting back when it came to Mamad Har Sinai. They were, so to speak, sitting by the beach, having food and drink, and watching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're watching a show. It says Rashi, Shonogu Karus Reish, Kenoshech Pitoi, like a person who's biting into his sandwich, his bread, and speaking to the king. It was a show. People go to shows, they take popcorn, they watch the show. Here they're watching the heavenly show, very interesting, fire, Oshon, Gvaldi, very, very interesting, and they were beating at the same time. So therefore, that's what they deserve to die. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Litein, Avelus V'Matan Torah, Hashem didn't want to hurt the Maimed Har Sinai, and to kill them right then and there. See, waited. And that's where they were killed now. There's an amazing Midah connected Midah over here. So it comes out that these Kenim, they sinned with improper Menucha. They were relaxing, watching the show, instead of being tense and having the proper Yirah that's requested in such an event. Kodesh Baruch Hu was speaking to Am Yisrael, giving the Torah demands, Be'im of Yira, Bereses of Azeya. They were relaxing, having some food and drink. That was their chet. And therefore, when are they killed? They're killed when Am Yisrael are claiming we need to relax. When Am Yisrael are claiming and they're saying, Shloi nachnu mi'inu yaderech, it's time to relax. Having for 3 days already, we need to relax a bit. It's too tense for us. Oh, you're mentioning relaxing. Now's the time to make the cheshbon. Now's the time to have the midah keneged midah. What's the message for us? What does this teach us? This teaches us the following. A person has a hard day at work. He works very hard. He comes home at night and he remembers, I have a chavrusa, I have a shir. Leave me alone. I need to relax. I need to shut down. I've been working so hard. Give me a break. A person who says, no, I'm going to give up my menucha. I'm going to take upon myself the old Torah. I am going to come to my charusa. I am going to come to my shir. See, he's giving up his relaxation time, the menucha. What will he merit? Says the Mishnah of us. Call him a kabel, all of old Torah, a person who accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah. Then ma'avirim imenu ol malchus v'ol derech eretz. Hashem will take away the other stressful things that come our way, the old malchus and the old derech eretz. If you're giving up your menucha for the old Torah, I'll give you menucha, positive menucha, in the other fields, in the old derech eretz, the difficulties of life. I'll give you menucha over there. But a person says, no, I'm not gonna visit my chavrusa tonight, because any koach, I'm not gonna accept upon myself all Torah. I need to relax. I need to wind down. Give me a break. Then says the Mishnah in Ovis Paragimel, kol a perik men all Torah. Then noisnim olav. All malchus v'ol derech eretz. Hi, you're sacrificing your Torah for relaxation. I'll give you lots of stressful things can come your way during your day. Many, many stressful things can come your way. All malchus and all derech eretz. This we learned. This is what we learned from this week's parasha. We saw over here. It's a midah connected midah for menucha. If a person has a negative menucha, Hashem reacts the same way. They had improper menucha by Mamat Har Sinai. So when they came to complain about menucha, that's when they got it. So if we give up our menucha for the sake of Torah, Hashem will give us positive menucha in other fields. He'll take away other stressful things that we have, or malchus, and we should, in order that we can continue to grow in our Torah. And they come to complain. Am Yisrael is complaining. And they start to cry. This we find in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Hey onwards. Vayashuvu vayivku gabne Yisrael. Vayomu, mi achilenu basar. The meat, zochan, we have such fond memories. Es ha'dogo, asher noichal b'mitzrayim. Chinom, es ha'kishuyim. Es ha'vatichim. Vesachotzir, Vesapsolim, Vesashumim, Vaton of Shenu Vesha Einkot, Kim Elamon Heinenu. We have such fond memories of the wonderful foods we had. We had the sushis and the Chinese stuff, you name it. We had everything in Mitzrayim. It was the Middle Eastern foods. Yeah, and now all we have is the man. And Fagishma Moshe Sa'om, Boichel Mishpachosov. Then Moshe hears the people crying with their families. Says Rashi. What does it mean, their family? Says Rashi. Al iske mishpachos. They weren't crying with their family. They were crying about their family. Al arayos hanesaris lehem. Their arayos. That they've been, since they got the Torah, and they were not allowed to marry whoever they wanted to. And therefore they were crying about that. And the question is, How do Chazal pull this off? It's clear in the Psukim that they were complaining about the foods. In great detail, they were complaining about the foods they were missing. How could Chazal then switch this up, twist this over and say, no, they're crying about Iskei Mishpochis, about the Arayas? It doesn't make sense. It's so apparent, blatant in the Psukim what they're complaining about. How can you just twist it around and say, no, they're really crying about the Arayas? Says Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky. It's a famous Yisoid, it's not his Yisoid. A person has, the same way that we have in the Torah, we have Pardes, we have Pshat, and Soid. They're different levels of the Torah. We have what's the superficial, what meets the eyes, the Pshat of the Torah. We have the Soid of the Torah. Likewise, in the human being, he also has a Pshat, he has a Nigle part to him, and he has a Soid part. It's called the subconscious Machshavos. He has what he thinks, what he's aware of. He has subconscious ideas where he's not even aware that they're in him and they're influencing him. It's called, the Bari Musa called this the Koichos Hakeim. The Koichos Hakeim. You don't see, they don't meet the eye, but they're there. And therefore, it's true. Am Yisrael, they were complaining about the food they were missing. But Chazal said it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense a person will be crying about the food is missing when he has the man. It doesn't make sense. Ad kedei kach, you have the man anyway, it tastes whatever you want. No, so this, you're missing this. This one thing, few items you're missing because bad for the manikah is no, but that you're crying. It doesn't make sense. But they were crying about that. Say Chazal, really there's a much deeper, there must be a subconscious reason that's making them cry. What are they really upset about? It's the Arayas and Esaras for them. That's what they're really crying about. That's what really bothers them. You have the Nigle and you have the Nista. You have the Soid and you have the Nigle. The Pshat. Same thing by Loit. By Loit we find, it's when Loit leaves Avram, it says in the Pasuk, Vayisa Loit es Enof, Vayar is called Kika Yarden. He sees the Yarden. Kikuloi Mashke. It was a very, very irrigated area. So he leaves Avram and goes to Zdoim. Say Chazal, this Pasuk is referring to the Arayas. Chazal darshan the whole Pasuk for Arayas. Again, why are they doing that? There's a very simple pshat over here. It was a very fertile area. He wanted to go to Zdoim. Again, says the Bianca, the same aside. It doesn't make sense. Loit had such a bracha from Avram. Why would he leave Avram completely? Even to a fertile area. It must be there's something. There's a koichai sakei. It must be a subconscious reason why he's going. He's looking for the arayas. That's what he's looking for. This has tremendous ramifications. This is Soid. The Balai Musa will tell you that people learn Musa. And they learn Musa. They don't feel a change. I still have the same trials. I don't feel that I'm improving. It's a mistake. Because it's true you learned Musa. You are influencing your subconscious machshavas. Through the consciously you don't see a change. But in the koichos hakeim there's a change. It hasn't gone to waste. That's a positive part of this concept. And the negative part is a person has to be very careful. A person may be trying to treat his nigle. If he ignores his soid, it's not going to work. If what's really driving him is a subconscious issue, so that has to be addressed. He has to be aware of that, because if you're just going to address what you consciously are aware of, but you're not dealing with the real drive. That's why it's so important. The person has to examine himself and understand himself. Why is he doing what he's doing? Moshe Rabbeinu complains. when Hashem says, I'm going to give them the basar, says Moshe Rabbeinu in Pasuk Yud Beis, in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, Ha'anoichi Arusi is called Amazeh. Did I conceive this nation? Himanoichi Iladatiu, did I cause them to get born? That you tell me I should look after them. Ma'aini basar losi is called Amazeh. Where would I get meat from? Kivku olai leima tonol on a basar. Where am I supposed to get such amount of meat for them? In the introduction to the Or Yohel of Ableib Chasman, who was a Mashgiach in Hebron, in the city of Hebron, says over there that there was once a time of famine where they literally, all they were eating were bread and oranges. That's what they had to eat. Bread and oranges. And there were some Bochrim who were getting upset. And they came to complain. When Yeshiva, we've had enough of these oranges and bread all day, three times a day. What's the proper food? They came to complain, and they were speaking disrespectfully. Said to Ableib, they're right. They're right. Not the way they're behaving, but we could do more for them. Why? Says Ableib, what is the Moshe Rabbeinu saying? Did I father them? What does this have to do with the price of cheese? Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, it's not possible to find enough meat to feed the people. What does it have to do with the fact? Says Ableib, that means to say, it's true, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, I can't feed these people. But if I was their father, I'll find a way. If you really wanted to, if you're the father of the child, you'll turn the world upside down, you'll find food for him. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, I didn't give birth to them. They're not my children. So how am I going to feed them? But if they were to be my children, Nistader will find a way. Said Ablai, these Bochim are right. We the Yeshiva are not providing for them. There's no money. It's hard times. We give them oranges and bread. But if indeed they were our children, we'd find a way to get them food. Interesting idea that a person has more strength than he thinks he has. At the end of the parasha, we meet the Lashon Hara of Miriam to Moshe. And it says over there, Va'ish Moshe Onov Ma'oit. That even though she spoke Lashon Hara about him, he didn't care. He was an Onov. He wasn't bothered. And still Hashem punishes Miriam. The question is, what is this word Va'ish? Va'ish Moshe. Oh, Moshe Onov Ma'oit. So I saw from the Tel Zeh Yeshiva that we find Anova is a very important feature. Be humble. But Anova can be abused. Sometimes Anova is not appropriate. We find this from Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech merited his throne through Anova. V'nech bo el hakelim. On the other hand, Shaul lost his throne through misplaced Anova. Because Shaul said, with the case of Amalek, he said, Ki yoreisi esa'om ve'eshma b'koilom. He took them into consideration. He was afraid of being strong in the people. It says that in Gwan Yom and Chav Beis as well. Ve'ikemachrish. Therefore, Anova is true, is a good thing, but sometimes it's inappropriate. A leader of the people sometimes cannot have Anova. He has to be strong and tough. Therefore, that's what the Torah is emphasizing. Moshe Rabbeinu was but don't think he was a softie. Because as a leader of the people, you have to be tough. Korach, or after the eagle, we're going to kill all the sinners. Says the Torah, Va'ish Moshe, onov moi. He wasn't stam an onov. He was an ish, a man. He was fully in control. When it was appropriate to be an onov, he was an onov, no one greater than him. When it wasn't appropriate, he was as tough as could be. When he was an ish Moshe. Therefore, ourselves as well, it's a message, you have to be in control. When things are appropriate, when things are not appropriate. And the Lashon Hara with Moshe Rabbeinu. I think right now we could be fulfilling a mitzvah d'oraisa. Besides learning Torah. Because we're not just learning a story of Miriam. Because in Parshas Ki Tetzé, the Torah says over there, Hishomer b'nega tzaras. Yishmor ma'oid. Be careful of the nega tzaras. Says the Torah. Zochoy reise eisa sha'osa Hashem elokech le Miriam b'terech letzeitzchem mitzrayim. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam. Why should I remember? Why is it important? Do I have to remember? And am I obligated to remember? What does it mean? What do you say? Huh? Do you have to remember? What? How do you know? In the Siddur, okay. How does the Siddur know? Says Rashi. Rashi says, if you want to be careful not to get tzaras, al tistap eloshen hara, remember what happened to Miriam. It's an eitzah tova. Not an obligation. If you want to avoid tzaras, so don't speak loshen hara. How? What will help me not speak loshen hara? Remember what happened to Miriam. It's not an obligation. Says the Ramban on the spot. He brings Rashi. The Fidati, he says, according to my opinion, it's a mitzvah's eser mamash. The same way there's a mitzvah zocher is Yom HaShabbos. The mitzvah deraisa to remember Yom HaShabbos, which is, we say Kiddush. There's a mitzvah deraisa of zocher is Yom HaZeh she'atzasem in Mitzrayim. When do we remember when do we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim? What? Day and night? Every day. There's a chiyuv to remember. Kriya Shema. And it says, Zocho Eisa Shasolocha Amolek, Mitzvah Schiras Amolek, the Kula Mitzvah, the same way there's a Mitzvah of Zocho Eisa Shasolocha, Zocho Eisa Shasolocha Hashem Elokecha Lemiriam. It's a Mitzvah. And, now that's stage one. Now stage two. He brings the Sifra. Yochel belipcha, how am I supposed to remember? In my heart? No. Already says Ishoma benega tzaras. Already says to remember nega tzaras, which is Lashon Hara. So therefore, Homani mekayim zohar, shetiyashoyne beficha. To speak out. There's a chiyuv to speak, to speak out what happened to Miriam. Says the Rambam, Tomit. A continuous obligation to speak out what happened to Miriam. And says the Ramban, this is the only source Azara for Lashon Hara in the Torah. There is no other Azara for Lashon Hara in the Torah. Unbelievable. This is Achas Mikra Tariag Mitzvahs. Therefore the Ramban indeed includes this in the Sefer Mitzvahs. He counts this as one of the Tariyak. The Rambam doesn't, but he does. So therefore, what we have now, this week's parasha is not just a story. We are fulfilling now a mitzvah d'oraisa by speaking out what happened to Miriam. The Chofetz Chaim in Shmiras HaLoshon in Sha'a Tvuna, Perikut Beis, has a Tzorachin. Why is it we don't do this? How is it we don't speak out? Ma'aseh Miriam. The Morgan Avram in Simon Samach says that, brings from the Arizal, that when we say in Ava Rabba, we say Lehoidois Lecho Leachetcho Beavo, corresponding, this is as Schiras Maitse Miriam. You're supposed to use that the peh, lehoi dois lecha, to thank Hashem, and not to speak Lashon Hara, v'zehu Schiras Maitse Miriam. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Why don't we explicitly have a read the parasha of Miriam explicitly, like we do by Amalek? So the Magen Avraham, because the gnuson shel tzadikim. Well, if you think about it, if you have time to think about this, when you read the Avraham, it works. If not, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. What exactly did Miriam do wrong? Where was the mistake? Yes?
Also, when someone does tshuva, we should not remind the sin that he did before. So here, she did tshuva. It was a minor mistake. Uh-huh. She did tshuva. And why should we keep on?
But the Torah says, Zohar, the Torah says explicitly, Zohar Esa Shahasam Hashem Akecha Lemiriam. It's explicit in the Torah. We're supposed to remember. I mean, it's there to remember. Is it a chiyuv or neitzat toiva? That's Mahuiz Vashi in the Ramban.
Uh-huh.
That's what Magen Avraham said. That's why there's no takana mufresh. We don't explicitly go ahead and read it because we don't want gnusan shel tzadikim. What exactly was Miriam's mistake? Says the Rambam. The Rambam in the end of Tumas Taras. Even the Rambam doesn't bring this in Sefer HaMitzvahs. He does bring it in the end of Tumas Taras, says the Rambam. That we learn a kalvachoyim, if Miriam and Avia, who spoke about her brother she loved so much, that she was meisa nefesh for her brother, and she gets punished for sure, kalvachoyim are us, tipshim rishoyim, will get me punished for our lashon hara. But the Rambam throws in, what exactly was her mistake? Says the Rambam, lo dibra begnusay. She wasn't saying anything bad about him. Elashatos, her mistake was, shehishvas oisay lesharon avim. She compared him to other Nevi'im. Miriam spoke, listen, why is he separated from his wife? Because he's a Navi. We're also a Navi. I'm a Navi, Miriam. You are and you're a Navi. Our forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, all Nevi'im. No one separated from their wives. Why is he? That was her mistake. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was of a different level. So if she, that was all mistake. One little mistake, and that's the Lashon Hara. Ask Rabbi Chanon Vassaman and Koy Betzaros at the back. I don't understand this Kal V'Chomer. Boom, fakir. There's no right whatsoever from Miriam. We could speak Lashon Hara and there's no right from Miriam. Or we speak Lashon Hara. We say something really bad about someone. Is that worse or better than what Miriam did? Huh? Much worse, huh? She was... We're much better than Miriam. Much better. What? It says, I understand. Adraba, she's much worse than we are. We can speak all Lashon as bad as she. Why? Because we have the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Ikre Hadas. Whoever doesn't believe in Yud Gimel Ikrim is an apikoros, a rasha, ain't chelik l'olam haba. Right? Yud Gimel Ikrim. What are the Yud Gimel Ikrim? Well, one of them is ani ma'amin be'emuna shleima shekol divrei hanevim emes. We believe the nevim, the prophets. Next, ani ma'amin be'emuna shleima shenevuas Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom hoisa amitis. Shuhu av lanavim lakoidmim lefonov v'lanavim achrov. One of the Yudgimel Ikrim is to believe that Moshe Rabbeinu was above and beyond any other Navi before him or after him. So therefore, if we're comparing Miriam to other Moshe to other Navim, you're an apikoros, a rasha, in a chelek olam haba. Because you are doubting, you don't believe in the Yudgimel Ikrim. So therefore, as Rabbi Chanon, a person speaks Lashon Hara, a Rasha, he speaks Lashon Hara Mamash. He wants to knock someone down, he says all the bad things about him. But he's not Apikoros. but to compare Moshe Rabbeinu to Shana Navim, you are touching, you give Ikrim, you're not Bikuris. So therefore, what's the Kal V'chomer? Ah, you shocked? And Chas V'Sholem, and Miriam and Avia was not Bikuris? Ain't no chelik olam haba? Is that what happened? Huh? What do you mean didn't happen?
We know now what Shabbat was, but at the time Shabbat was
everything. Oh, Daniel, says Rabbi Chanan. He answered no. Because when were we told, when did we find out that Moshe Rabbeinu was above and beyond any other Navi? Right here, the response to Miriam was, Hashem speaks to Miriam and says the following, Im achem Hashem, if you'll get Nevuah, b'mare elov, b'chaloyim adaber boy. I speak to Nevi'im b'chaloyim, but lo yiken avdi Moshe. Per dabre boy, umare v'loich v'chidais, usbutit. Moshe Rabbeinu is a different class. Therefore, this Ikar only came about as a result of Miriam's talk. At the time, it wasn't yet revealed. Yes, Mordechai? But praised.
In the sense that thanks to this, we see that he was above. We have the Gimel, the Kerem. About this.
She caused it to come about. We should thank Paroi that he caused Kriyas Yamsuf to happen.
Yes, no. Because,
okay. Look. There's very serious ramifications to this whole parasha. A person speaks to Lashon Hara to Eles, and he makes a mistake. Miriam wasn't coming to slander Moshe; she came to speak to Eles. She didn't understand why is the Zipporah being separated from her husband. Zipporah wasn't happy about it. If you're speaking to Eles, why is she punished? Why didn't she? Maybe she wanted to confide with her, to seek advice from Aaron. Is that a person speaks Lashon Hara to Eles and makes a slight mistake for the to Eles? Is that Lashon Hara? You have to be mizbeinen. Anyway, today, if today we would doubt Nevuas Moshe, then we would be an apikoros, because we'd be hitting Yud Gimel Ikrim. But when Miriam spoke, it wasn't yet one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. And therefore, there is a Kal V'chomer. If Miriam was punished when she didn't come to say Gnus, how much more so will be punished if we're saying Gnus Barafen. By the way, the Chofetz Chaim himself brings down in Shmira Saloshan Perakes Saloch Aleph in Ago, he brings down the Ovis Rab Nosson that she called Moshe Rabbeinu a Gas Ruach. She claimed you're being Gas Ruach, you think you're above everyone else. She was saying a Gnus type of thing. Anyway, what? Yeah, because right. Bottom line is he agrees. Because at the time, it wasn't part of the Gimel Ikrim. But today, it wouldn't work. Today, if you did the same what Miriam did, you'd be an apikoros. All of Yadenu, just from this last, the last point we mentioned, this story we have over here of Miriam is a chiyuv deraisa, like you have a chiyuv of remembering Shabbos, like you have a chiyuv of remembering Mechias Amolek, like you have a chiyuv of remembering Tzias Mitzrayim. It's a chiyuv deraisa, a tmidi, of remembering Maisa Miriam. That's what the Ramban paskens. The Chofetz Chaim in Hakdama, when he brings all the list, all what the aveiros you're doing when you speak Lashon Hara, the number one he brings as from the essay is this one. If you're speaking Lashon Hara, you're not remembering Maisa Miriam. Because if you do remember Maisa Miriam and you speak Lashon Hara, then you're not Pekuris, you're Rosh, you're Mumar, he says. If you remember Maisa Miriam and you speak Lashon Hara, you're Mumar. Obviously, you're not remembering Maisa Miriam. No, so you're even an aveira. I said, no, the first essay he brings. And there's mitzvah to speak about it, lapeh. Says the Ramban, chiyuv peh. The Chofetz Chaim all brings this all down. So therefore, according to the Ramban, this is the only source for in the Torah for Lashon Hara. Because they say lechroch is a v'chidus, it's something else. But for Lashon Hara, this is it. So it's something to think about. And the Kal v'chomer that if Miriam wasn't come to say really bad, and she loved him and cared for him, and Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't machbid, and still, she got punished. How much more so when we speak Lashon Hara, that for sure will be punished. We won't escape punishment. And it could be even Lashon Hara Toeres. If you make some mistakes, then you're liable. Very, very, very severe parasha. No, it should be B'zad Hashem. Our next year will be about, in 5 minutes, will be about shortening life because of pain. Can we shorten our life because of pain? Suicide and putting out the plug and other things regarding that. So we should be zoicha to have a wonderful Shabbos. We should be zoicha to have Hashem with us and have a wonderful Shabbos. Shkoyach. Thank you.